If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Guys, I thought we would be eating like McDonald's breakfast. Kevin would be throwing dollar bills around. We'd all just be enjoying our day.
Oh, no. I don't know who won. So.
Kevin did not win.
No, I did not win.
Dang. This is a sad day.
It is.
I know that.
I was saying all day yesterday, roll Cougars.
And they should have rolled, and they did. They rolled over.
That was actually, I know you guys were locked in, Hannah and AB, on the national championship final. But it was another epic game. They're saying this might be the best Final Four ever. It was another two-point victory that ended at the last second, and Florida had won, and Houston had led 99% of the game,
right,
and Florida won at the last second.
Was exactly. it a late game?
Late at night?
Yes.
Yeah. Was it?
I mean, it's 7 o'clock at night, so
like,
yes for you.
Did you stay up, Kevin?
No.
Is what I'm asking?
No. And I don't. I don't
Kevin's
stay up
never stayed
those.
Up for the Super Bowl.
I don't do that.
Well, he had money on the
That's
line
true.
For this,
That's
so
true.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because in the past, when I stay up and watch it, you're massively defeated because they lose. So it's like this. Why stay up if they're going to lose anyway? Well, guess what? I didn't stay up. I got some sleep. They lost anyway. You know, mm-hmm. What are you going to do? I hate the fact that there was money on the game, and I could have won some money, but, you know, hey. Way to go, Florida.
This
Congratulations.
Was the most interesting March Madness bracket ever because Kevin and I both had real shots to win really
yes.
big money.
Hey,
yes.
I was up there for a long time, too.
I was going to bring it up.
I was in like second or third for a long time.
After opening weekend, you were in second place.
Rocking.
So this entire show did really well, and we came out blank.
Yep.
With epic losses.
I'm not even surprised at this point. Did Alex get third?
Yes,
Alex
he did.
Ended up with getting third, which... By the way, in the pool that you guys had filled out for like my fantasy football, the guys who take all this stuff serious, you guys finished dead last. It was an embarrassment.
Well, what'd you finish?
I ended up finishing. I was in second until Florida won it, and a bunch
right.
of people had Florida,
yeah.
so I finished fifth.
Yep.
So I
not
didn't even,
great either.
Not
yeah,
great either.
No money either.
But they have winner take all. How come conveniently Alex runs our pool and top three take money?
Right.
And Alex, yeah. And
I
Alex,
didn't even know that.
Yeah. Most pools have winner take all in March Madness. And Alex is like, yeah, top three make money.
We didn't
I got
put
third.
Enough money in for it to be top three.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you actually pay your money? Because you
I
and
did.
I were the last two.
I Venmo'd.
You know what? It's funny. I
did
asked,
you?
Yes. I paid cash. And I asked Trisha who turned in their money last. And it was AB.
You're wrong.
I don't
There's
know.
No
I think I sprinted
There's
down
no
the hall.
Lies.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So a woman in Maryland decided to test her luck and play a pick five ticket. And that's obviously where you pick five numbers for your chance to win up to $100,000. I guess every single number you get, you win like a certain amount of money. So she decided to randomly choose the last five numbers that were on her odometer. And sure enough, she got all five numbers correct and ended up taking home $100,000.
That's wow. the secret to winning the lottery.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's even cooler about it is she used some of her earnings to pay off her car.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I thought that was just a full little circle moment. And I'm going to leave after the show and do the same thing.
All those people with their new cars that don't have like over 10,000 miles, right. Sucks to be you because that's how you win the lottery.
Yeah. Right.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Let's talk a little like March Madness basketball. Since that just finished, would you rather be on the losing team with a bunch of your friends or like on the winning team, but like you have to pair up with a bunch of rivals who you don't get along with?
Definitely be on a team with my friends.
And lose?
Yeah, I mean, I would rather have someone to talk to than be matched up with someone I don't even like.
When you're in the basketball game, like we're just chatting it up over here.
I mean, we know I'm not a sports person. I'm just there to yap.
Just
yeah, I think the experience is all about having fun. And I think that, you know, even if you lose or you lose a championship game, it's not necessarily losing because of the friendships you've made. I think, yeah, definitely be with friends.
Definitely be with friends. And I know Brett is going to
say
the opposite.
Right. Yeah.
Give me the trophy.
I don't want to lose. Who wants to lose?
Nobody wants to lose, but who's the bigger loser?
Think of how awkward the celebration
literally,
is.
Literally, yeah.
If you're like, with people you're not friends with and you're just kind of like, yay.
Me and the trophy.
Take your trophy and go home.
Me and this trophy, we're going to go places together. I'm going to take it for rides.
No.
I'm going to be hanging out. I'm going to go to dinner with
my
trophy.
That's a canon event.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
How we cover trending stories is we just keep it moving. We just we say for 2 minutes on the clock, we'll read off a headline, and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Hannah, first headline is an extreme way to slow people down.
Okay, what is it?
All right, authorities in Montgomery, Pennsylvania have introduced a new wavy length patterns on some streets so that people have to do zigzags so they can't just gun it.
That makes it more dangerous.
I do think it makes it more like drive drunk.
Up.
I know, drive drunk. Just whip
back
and forth.
I instantly thought of you, AB. I'm like, she's going to hate this.
Speaking of AB, this is what people and experts have to say about spoilers.
Ooh. What? They suck?
They don't spoil anything. They actually ran a test.
That is not... How could a spoiler not spoil anything?
They ran a test. A study suggested, do spoilers spoil anything? They measured people's excitement level, heartbeat, brain activity. Nothing changed when they knew the ending and if they didn't know the ending.
Lies.
Same level of excitement, same level of enjoyment.
This article was written by Brett.
I don't even read the back of books anymore. So, no.
Spoilers don't spoil.
Yes, they do.
Wow.
Spring digital cleaning. The average person has how many unread emails and unopened text messages?
Ooh, how many? And then I'll see how many I have.
77% of people said they have unread digital clutter. 1,044 unread emails and 12 unread text messages. It's the average.
Okay, I have 498 unread emails, 135 unread text messages.
Jeez, I can't do that.
I have zero unread text messages.
I read
zero
them all.
Unread text them. And emails, too. I'm all caught up on everything.
Yep.
Yeah, we know who's struggling to respond to emails on the show.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Andy, you versus Hannah in a pop culture showdown. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Hannah, are you ready?
I hope so.
Okay, I hope you guys are both ready. Neither of you sound very confident. Hannah's going to leave the room. We're going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Andy, we'll see who gets more right, okay?
Cool, yeah. I'm kind of hoping it's along the whole Toy Story theme, but that's all right.
No, I don't have any Disney questions. Sorry, bro. All right, let's start with a music festival. You big music festival guy, Andy?
Sort of.
All right. I thought the answer was going to be no, so that surprised me, Andy. So, all right. Coachella announced Ed Sheeran and Weezer will join its lineup. What state is Coachella in? Just need the state.
In California, isn't it?
Yeah, you are a big music festival guy. All right. The series finale of this show just happened that follows and exploits the guests and staff during a week spent in a fictional luxury global resort. What is that chain called?
I have no clue.
All right, the No Clue Resort. Mm-hmm. Name one of the two teams that played in the national championship.
UConn.
Oh, yeah, UConn did for the women. That's a good...
The way to play the women's NCAA bracket. We'll count that. There we go, Andy. I'm sure Hannah was locked in on that UConn-South Carolina game. What TV show did Morgan Wallen storm off of that recently cracked some jokes about themselves and Morgan Wallen?
SNL.
Yep. And then what style of fries do they famously sell at Chick-fil-A?
waffle fries.
Boom. 4 to 5 for Andy. Nicely done. All right, we're going to bring in Hannah and see how Hannah does, all right?
Sweet, thanks.
Hannah's home school.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. Andy, who said he was hope so ready to play Hannah's homeschool. Andy, tell her how many you got right.
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. We asked Andy 5 pop culture questions. Hannah was standing outside the room. She couldn't hear. Andy just crushing it. And we'll ask Hannah the same ones. Tie goes towards Hannah's record. Andy, how did you feel like the questions were?
Yeah, pretty good.
All right, Andy felt like he had it. Like, hey, Hannah, let's see how you do. Same questions, got to get at least a 4 out of 5. Coachella added Ed Sheeran and Weezer to its lineup. What state is Coachella in?
California.
Just need the state, and that's good enough for the point. All right, this series finale of this show just happened. Follows and exploits the guests and staff during a week spent at a fictional luxury global resort. What is that chain called?
Is it a cruise line?
Maybe.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know. She really thought she had
really?
It.
You think it's called I Don't Know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, the I Don't Know Cruise.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. No, White Lotus.
Oh. AB told me some stuff about that show. I don't find myself watching it anytime soon. Yeah. I wouldn't recommend this season, guys. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. People were shocked by the finale, just so you know.
Don't tell me. I haven't watched it yet.
Sorry. Name one of the two teams in the national championship.
Houston Cougars.
Yes.
Go, Kevin.
All right. What TV show did your boy Morgan Wallen storm off of?
SNL.
Yep. So now it comes down to this. Cool.
Guys, you know how I always cut off Brett and answer the question? I almost did that, and I thought you were going to say, like, what show did he originate from?
Do you know what that is?
The Voice.
Yes, that is The Voice. Wow. Yep. All right. It all comes down to this question. What style of fries do they famously sell at Chick-fil-A?
Waffle
fries for the win.
Woo!
4 out of 5. They both missed the White Lotus question. Let's just spoil it for AB.
I'll kill you. Let's not. I don't want a fist fight in the studio right now.
Andy, you got to say this is Andy and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Andy and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
All right, we're about to kick off an hour of commercial-free music here on The Brett Megan Show. 56% of people would rather be late for work and get yelled at their boss than what?
I think that this is Brett's slight way of calling me out for something I did last week. Last week, I went and got coffee before the show, and I was like full on late to work. So I'm going to say people will not skip their morning coffee. They would rather get yelled at by their boss.
Mm. Ooh, really? Yeah, I mean, believe
Kevin was there when you did that.
I was there.
Guys, it is. It is. I'm just going to admit it.
Really?
No one has to guess.
That was my first answer, too.
I mean, I knew it. I'll just admit it. Yeah, 56% of people would rather be a Hannah who shows up with her coffee in hand late for work.
I mean, we all know a person.
Yeah, yep. Hannah. We all know that person.
Okay? It wasn't my fault. There was always the people at school, too.
Yeah, you just
show up late to the first period.
You have the Starbucks in hand. You're like, you had time for Starbucks?
Mm-hmm.
Hannah comes rushing in. Guys, what did she text? Like, oh, she was stuck behind someone she had texted.
Couldn't get out of the drive-thru.
She's like, somebody's driving so slow, of course. And so Kevin and I are like, oh, okay, someone must have been driving slow.
That was part of the story.
Yeah.
And there was another part where I was, in line.
Latte in hand. Sorry.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought about leaving it in the car because I was so embarrassed.
I would have.
I was like, yeah. You know what? I waited for this thing. I'm bringing it in. And now look what happened.
Yeah, no need to guess. It's Hannah, people. That's what the answer to the question is today.
Mega Minds.
Parents, teachers, I know a lot of teachers listen at this time on their way into school. Be honest with us in trying to gauge where bullying is at this era that we're living in. 314-531-9898. Do you feel like bullying has changed over the years? Do you feel like it's more, less, always kind of looks the same, it like exists in schools, or do you feel like it's hit an all-time high? Hannah's family had kind of witnessed bullying, and it really upset Hannah because you feel like it's almost different than when you were at school, almost.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. Safe to say I was really shocked with this. It was a couple weeks ago. My niece was at school and she witnessed a physical bullying attack. She wasn't involved, but she saw it and it was on the news. It was a huge deal. And I hated it for so many reasons. But one of them being that I guess I'm naive. When I think of bullying in 2025, I would think it would be cyberbullying. Yeah. I had no idea that kids put their hands on each other. Like, even when I was in school, I never saw physical fighting. So the fact that my 11-year-old niece saw a fight break out makes me sick to my stomach. I hate that she had to see that. I worry about all those kids being traumatized from seeing that. And I can't imagine that the two kids involved in this fight, like, how they feel. Like, I guess I'm naive. I don't know. I was shocked to hear that physical bullying and physical violence is a thing right now. I'm just shocked.
Did you witness it, Kevin, back in your day?
No, not really. Not physical. I do remember as a kid, there were two girls who got into fisticuffs from two rival schools back on the playground when I was in eighth grade, but it was more of a I slap you type fight. But still, it was physical. As a teacher, it was more of the name calling. A lot of yo mamas. That was like,
really?
That's what,
you know, your mamas were totally, around, huh?
You know, and it's hard to, I mean, it never got to the point of physicality, but the name calling can drive people crazy. I mean, unfortunately, my son's dealt with it with his friends.
That's true. I forgot about that.
And it's one of those things where it's like, you know, it's a weird line between joking and bullying.
Is that, what is it in person though? Or is it over the phone? It just shocks me that kids don't even really know how to talk to each other face to face. But then they would put their hands on each other?
That's crazy.
I used to see a lot of physical fights.
Like, really?
Yeah. I would say, and I went to like a suburb, like school, like in Chicago. It wasn't like I was in the hood, you know? But yeah, there was a lot of like physical fights in the hallways. In high school, probably your niece and nephew are in middle school. It's a little different. I don't know how many fights I saw in middle school, really. But like in high school, there was a lot of fights that happened in the hallways and things like that. What I'm surprised by is, like, the Mean Girls burn book is all over social media. Like, I wonder how teachers hear about it. I wonder if teachers know about it. Like, it's one thing to see these physical fights that break out every now and then. It's another thing to realize, like, teachers, how do you even police that? Like, it's one thing, like, stand in between. People are going to push each other and shove. That's how it was back in the day. Or you hear and see the name calling in classes. It's another thing when they're, like, texting each other quietly in the class and you don't know about it.
The big quiet demon.
Yeah. You went to a private school, AB. Was that like a thing?
I don't think I've ever seen a physical fight.
Really?
I really don't think I have, yeah.
Did you feel like cybering bullying was a thing?
Yeah.
And so there was.
That was always a thing growing up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm curious, from parents and teachers, do you see physical? Is it old school name calling? Is it hidden through the text messages, through social media? What does bullying look like? And as someone who has been a teacher or someone who's witnessed as a parent, do you feel like it's different than your time at school? Is it worse or is it better? Where are we at with that? And how are you trying to deal with it as a parent or as a teacher? 314-531-9898. That's what I love about being part of this show and having you being part of the show is we could talk about silly things and we could talk about serious things. And today on the Brett Mega Show, we're talking about bullying. Do you feel like bullying in school has changed? Always look the same, always sucks, always bad, always at a high? Or are we in uncharted territory as parents, as teachers, trying to navigate how to deal with bullying? 314-531-9898. Hannah was surprised that in middle school the things were getting so physical. And not just like the things got physical, but the rumors that bullying was happening for so long and people didn't even notice it because the way it happens now.
Right.
That was happening at your niece's middle school, right?
Yeah, I was just shocked to hear that bullying was such a prominent thing, nor less that it would be physical. I mean, I was just shocked to hear that. I thought for sure it would be dying down, and if anything, it would just be through the phones.
I'm not surprised that it's grown because of social media, because, like, you know, back in my day, like, we didn't have social media, like, to, like, Instagram, I don't even know if it didn't even exist and things like that when I was in elementary school and high school. And so I'm not surprised that I am surprised the old school way of, like, let's fight in the hallway in the lockers, let's take it out back behind the, you know, the football field and meet up, that still exists. 314-531-9898.
Well, you know, I mean, as I'm reading through these texts from teachers and parents, they're saying a lot of the similar things. Unfortunately, it starts when these kids are young. Unfortunately, the distraction of phones and younger parents who don't really know how to police their own kids, don't really know how to stop the bullying from their own kids, and it just continues to grow.
In defense of the parents, though, it's hard. Like, it's not like I'm making an excuse for them, but, like, we're all just trying to do our best. It is like Vietnam out there. Like, you don't know what's happening.
But sadly, it has grown more physical, and some high schools have even had to cancel prom because of violence or the possibility of violence at a dance.
Wow.
That breaks my
heart.
That's
so sad. I had no idea this was happening.
Jen, you're a teacher. Do you feel like is it worse? Is it better? Where is bullying at for you?
Yeah, it's 100% worse. And I think it is because of social media, because kids will start teasing or whatever that people are like, oh, that's just teasing. But I tell my students, your intentions might be to make a joke, but you don't know how that's going to hit. And then if the kid reacts in a way that's like, oh, that kind of hurt my feelings, then they call them dramatic. And then they start bombarding them through social media and making fun of them. Mm. And kids don't know how to regulate themselves on a phone, so they're constantly picking up and constantly being reminded of that. What started off as fairly innocuous has now turned into a torment. And so the cyberbullying has made it worse. And at school, as a teacher, we can't see what they're doing, and they're doing it in the middle of class. And it's so hard. And we've got so many other things going on that it's hard to police that. And I just think because of social media, people have gotten used to just being able to, like, rant and say whatever they want without accountability. But now students do that to each other out loud without thinking, hey, how is this going to hit on this kid?
Jen, well said.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call and your explanation of what it's like to be a teacher in these trying times. So we appreciate all the hard work you have to do. So thank you so much.
Oh, great. Thank you.
That's something I didn't think of either, is, like, back in our day, if you, like, you know, made a joke or you were teasing someone in the classroom, the bell would ring and the day would be over. Now yeah. it's like warfare after yeah, class. Like,
right.
I wouldn't see the kid who, like, if you and me were arguing in class, the bell would ring, I would go home for the day. We wouldn't see each other to the next day. And then it's like, I don't know, do we really want to fight? Do we really want to pick up this battle? But the battle immediately starts with, I can just grab my phone and just keep going mm-hmm. after
that
each other.
So mm-hmm. sad.
I didn't even think about that. Lisa, as an elementary school teacher, the phone isn't an issue for you. So what is it like navigating bullying as an elementary school? Has that changed at all, or is it always still going to be the same in elementary school?
Well, for me, in elementary school, it's the same. And I work in a district where there's not a lot of technology. I'm not in a affluent district, so there's not a lot of technology. So it is more physical.
Oh, my gosh.
It's usually, however, you know, they're going back and forth, and then there's a fight. There are instances, however, where one child will be targeted and picked on regularly, which it almost seems it's sad, but it almost seems like some children can't help but pick on other people when they see vulnerable children. But it's with the little ones, it's more physical. But it's usually name calling and then a fight and you break it up. It's not ongoing.
We've been talking a lot about how social media could be like a root of the problem, but I guess even not. Like, I guess bullies are going to bully because they don't even have technology in elementary schools, and bullying still finds a way to be prominent.
I think that's why it's 100% worse. The old school foundation of what bullying looks like, the name calling, the teasing, the kicking, punching, biting that you like see at the elementary school level never goes away. So it's like old school on top of new school. It's like we've morphed into something bigger, but it's not like we got rid of the old school. It's not like, oh, now it's only cyberbullying. Like you had said, I thought it would only be cyberbullying. It's like we have the old school and the new school morphed into one.
It's
harder to be a teacher than ever before. It's harder to be a parent than ever before. So if you are a parent or a teacher that is listening, you are doing your best. I'm sure it is really, really challenging. But thank you, teachers, who have a really difficult job managing all of that. And it goes to show you that I think some of us blame because there's people like, well, parents have to be accountable. It's harder than ever before. It is like warfare out there, and it's harder to be a teacher than ever before. So, you know, give yourself grace. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
So Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly recently welcomed their daughter, so I'll give you an update on how it is with them co-parenting together in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
So Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly recently welcomed their baby girl together amidst their big breakup. But rumor has it that the two of them have rekindled and have found like a new energy together ever since their baby girl was born.
Blah.
What? What do you mean, blah?
I don't know how I feel about this. I have so many mixed emotions. Like, obviously, for co-parenting, you want them to be civil. You have to work together. So is that what they're saying? Because it really feels a lot like
They're getting back together.
Yeah. And so, like, I hate when couples try to get back together because there's, like, first off, babies are adorable and amazing, and there's so much love that just, like, happens when you have a baby. So you start feeling what I almost consider, like, almost a lust again. It's this fake love that doesn't really exist. Like a baby moon, yes. And so it's not a reason to get back together. Now, there's newfound respect for each other. There's newfound love as a co-parent. Completely different. But that statement felt very, like, should we try it for the kid? Like, no! Co-parent for your kid.
I don't know. When I heard this, I felt really, really happy. I obviously don't know how it is to have a kid, but I do know how it is to have a single parent. And so when I heard that they were breaking up even before the baby was born, I just felt so sad for the kid. I felt sad for Megan to, like, feel like a single mom. And even for Machine Gun Kelly, like, not being a family unit is really sad. So it's sad to hear that. But yeah, I don't know if this means just like they found a new energy as like a co-parenting vibe, or they found a new energy as a couple again. But of course, we're using the term energy with Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox because that's just how they work. So I'm sure like they're rocks in the nursing room were aligning or crystals or whatever.
And I got a lot of respect for your mom as a single mom. Like, to me, like, I would rather someone be a single mom than be in a toxic relationship like Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly were in, right? And so I would rather see them with co-parenting energy and co-parenting love. I wish that was the statement, because the statement you made felt very like, should we try it for the kid? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't ever just try it for the kid. Try it for your own relationship.
And then you bring that kid into that environment. Yes.
We all know that they're not going to work out. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox,
nope.
I know you're listening. It's over. It's not going to work out with you two, but do the best for the kid, and that means co-parenting with some respect.
We'll see. I don't know. I kind of have a little faith in this. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Man, you crafting crew, y'all are crazy, man. Anyone out there listening that does a junk journal? This isn't a thing, right? No one out there does this. 314-531-9898. If you do a junk journal, I'm sure you do not, because no one does this. I should be careful with my words, because last week on the show, I was teasing AB that I felt like she was an 80-year-old woman because she hangs out at Michael's all the time. And I'm like, the only people that go to Michael's are like 80-year-old women. And who are you talking to? And Michaels.
The literal like 80-year-old version of me.
I was right, guys. But man, you should have seen the people come up to me. Oh, Brett, what you say? I go to Michaels. I'm not 80. I literally had random people at grocery stores. I'd be like grocery shopping. Someone would come up to me like, I go to Michaels all the time. I'm like, what?
People take crafting very seriously.
Like, what are you talking about? You go to Michaels? I don't know who you are. Thank you.
There were like death threats coming in on the text
line.
Yeah,
there were.
I was like, not,
I loved the support. Right. Not messing around.
But then your friend who is not 80, she does a junk journal. And I'm like, AB, your friend's crazy too. No one does junk journals.
She has gotten so into junking.
What is a
junker?
What is a junker?
Yeah.
So basically, it's like a scrapbook. But you don't buy anything for it, because scrapbooks can get really expensive. You're like finding trash, and like you put receipts in it. And it started a couple months ago, and especially with one of our friends is getting married. So she's been collecting everything. Like my friend, we had our little engagement party. So there's stuff like, oh, this was on top of the cake. She took it. She took like a napkin that had like Elizabeth and Parker, you know, are in love, that said it on that. The napkins in this book. So when we were at Disney, she was going up to everybody being like, do you guys have stickers? And then when they would say no, she was finding literal trash off the floor. Like off the ground at Disney to put in her journal.
Why do people want trash? Are they Oscar the Grouch? Like, what is going on?
It actually turns out really cute. I had sent Hannah some pictures, so we'll put them on our Instagram story. But like, I mean, it's really cute. I do understand it.
I think it's way more sentimental than like a OG scrapbook.
She found random people's old top can.
Physical items, though, that were like a part of your life in some way. I love the idea of this. I'm not a crafter myself, but I might start junk journaling.
This is something that I literally...
She's the only person on the planet
that does this. I cannot let myself get into this, because it has overtaken her life. Like, everywhere she looks, she's picking up trash and putting it in her purse.
Oh, she's really helping the Earth Day. Yeah. Really helping the Earth Day, man. She's like Mother Nature.
It almost sounds like...
A problem? Yeah,
yes,
I would agree, Kevin.
Yeah, she's going to become a hoarder.
Yes!
I mean, that's really what it sounds like.
Yes. I have to keep her in check.
This isn't a thing, though. Is this a thing? Is this, like, popular now? Like, people are doing these junk journals? Does anyone out there listening do this? And are crazy. I'm careful, because now then people might get mad at me.
Yeah, I don't even know why you would put yourself in that position.
You do a junk journal, or you've never heard of this before. What is it? 314-531-9898. We're still commercial free. We're looking for any other junk journalers out there. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and we're trying to find out if AB's friend needs to be locked up or anything, because she does something called junk journaling.
She's just collecting trash from the floor of Disney World.
That's not a thing.
Putting them in her purse and scrapbooking it.
That's not a thing. Do people do junk journaling? Anyone out there listening that actually does something like this, 314-531-9898. For me, this sounds like it's not a real thing. Like, this isn't a real hobby. You just recycle. like this isn't a thing where people collect this stuff. Nikki, you do this junk journaling thing?
I mean, I didn't know there was a name for it, but I definitely have small pieces of different, like,
movie stubs, tickets from hockey games, or pieces of like plastic toys or anything from dates from my first marriage. Right now, just pretty much doing pictures with my new relationship, but I could definitely like
you relate
little things.
Well, I think this is a great idea.
Why is it a great idea? What do you get from this? Why do you like it so much, Nikki?
Well, because if you're just, I have a small box. I just go through it and I remember that day or that event with my significant other, and it's something to relive, especially if you're maybe not going to have all your memories when you're older.
All right.
It's kind of a level up from just pictures.
Well, yeah, and I also think like sometimes Michael's or Joann's or whatever store, they're not going to have like stickers or something that's going to fit like your exact event or situation. So I think having like your own personal items in a book is way more sentimental.
I guess I just don't want to keep like
I don't want like a generic, you know, hockey puck sticker from Michael's. I want like the actual ticket from the Blues game.
Okay, I don't want like an old used napkin in a junk journal. Like, oh, here's the Kleenex that my wife.
Molly really likes that.
Right? Like, oh, here's
that'll
the,
really get the memory flowing.
It's still got the snot
idea
on there. Like, oh, do you remember when you blew your nose when we were at the dinner? Like, oh, here's the old
she's
can.
She's into that.
Like, that's crazy to me. But man, crafting is the next level. I realize one thing: just don't mess with crafters.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We throw 2 minutes on the clock. We know life's busy. We got things to do. So I'll read off some headlines and scroll through like we doom scroll. And Hannah either tells me keep it moving or click on that link and tell me more details. Top three reasons women get mad at their man.
For breathing.
Yeah. Sounds like it. He doesn't listen to her. He blows off chores. And he spends too much time at work. Top three reasons women are mad.
Spending too much time at work is really interesting.
He's not focused on you. Yeah.
Just if he has even one gaming device, that would be my number one.
What are examples of being picked last in gym class, but for an adult? These are pretty funny, actually. Getting invited out, but then asked to be the designated driver.
Wow, it's kind of like being so offensive.
Yeah, it's like, like you could come out with us, but you want to be the designated driver?
Yep. Yikes.
Friends wanting a group photo together and then handing you the phone.
Oh, take it.
Also very much pecked last at gym class.
That hurts.
Let's see. There's another one that I think that was said. Being set at the randoms table at the wedding. Also very picked last at gym class.
Wow. Yeah, those all hurt to the core, man.
Those are exactly the same thing as getting picked last as gym class.
Now
as an
every
adult.
Single time I ask someone to take a picture of me, I'm gonna feel bad. I'm gonna preface them and be like, I don't think you're last in gym class, okay?
You kinda do.
Take this picture of me.
China is installing escalators on mountains so anyone could hike them.
Of course they are. Keep them moving.
Wow. Okay.
I do kind of dig this.
Sounds like Disney World. Everyone was in a wheelchair. Yeah.
I do. I really want to get to the top of the mountain. I don't want to hike them on. That's only a lot of work. Family grants dying man's wish to be buried in...
What?
A Snickers-themed coffin. This guy's this guy loves Snickers bars so much that he wanted his coffin to be like all Snickers. And it looked like a Snickers thing inside of it.
That makes me uncomfortable. Why? I wish I would have kept it moving.
I think that's, like, coffins are boring. This guy's like a cool, funky coffin. I'd dig a Snickers coffin.
Like dipped in chocolate?
No, not dipped in.
No,
just
it's
had,
like a
pictures
wrapper.
Of,
it looks like a Snickers.
Yeah, it looks like a Snickers bar inside.
Right.
It's still a little weird.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Blues won on a historic and crazy 12-game winning streak, and I think Hannah was the reason they won the historic Game 12, because something for the first time in Hannah's life happened at that record-breaking game.
I got on the Jumbotron.
Hey. Ooh.
First time, right?
It was my first time, and I've been to so many Blues games throughout my life. Never once have I been featured. And I got on the Jumbotron. It wasn't for like any of the like special features necessarily, but I was on the Jumbotron for a good like 50 seconds. And I'm really glad that I wasn't on my phone or anything, and I noticed it right away. So I like grabbed my friend and we just started dancing. And so I guess they just kept it on us for a while, but I really like had to keep it going because I was like committed to the bit. So I was really going to town.
So did you get nervous? I would panic.
No, I wasn't nervous, but
I never know what to do with your hand.
Yeah. Like, 50 right. seconds is a long time.
I mean, I luckily, like, I had some liquid courage, so I was, like, feeling good. So that made me feel good. But after it went off, I had all these, like, regrets of things I should have done.
Did you? I was going to say that.
Like, what?
I should have grabbed my phone. I have a giant Brett Mega Show sticker on the back of my phone, and I should have, like, put it up and, like, showed people and plugged our show.
Wow.
And
or just getting a picture. You didn't get any pictures or video of you doing this.
It was on there long enough to where I definitely could have gotten my phone out and recorded myself on the Jumbotron. But I just was in a
moment.
You
trance,
were in a moment,
and
which is
I was
kind of what they want.
Yeah, but I'm glad I didn't like get awkward and I didn't feel nervous. I was like fully committed to dancing. And then afterwards, I had all these people messaging me, and one of them was a teacher from our Valentine's Cupid project.
Oh my gosh.
And she said, "You either have a creepy, like, exact doppelganger, or you're at the Blues game." Like, luckily, yes, that was me. And
who are you calling creepy?
Yeah, I don't know. It was really fun. My next goal is to get like on the Kiss Cam or one of those lookalike cams, because I think those are so funny.
Kiss Cam with who?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought more so like, is she going to match Tan Mom on the lookalike?
Yeah. You know what? Actually, I take back the lookalike cam because it would be like a,
something embarrassing.
A
yeah.
trash can and they'd show me. So
or,
I don't know.
You know who it would be, guys? Blonde Machine Gun Kelly. Blonde Machine Gun Kelly and Hannah do look identical. Actually, Hannah did have liquid courage at the Blues game. She was out partying. Hannah never goes out partying, but this whole night ended up into like a wild sequence of events. Tell you what she did after the Blues game, after Hozier. It was that one rare night of the year where Hannah goes out and Hannah creates alcohol courage. So she ended up on the Jumbotron at the Blues game and then ended up going to bars afterwards. You were bar hopping. Hannah's not a partier, so
no.
We were all kind of surprised that she was out past 10 o'clock.
No, I'm not a drinker really or a big partier, so
What was going on?
I don't know. I was just vibing.
You were nervous because you went with a friend that you weren't like super close to. She like invited, she's like, "Hey, like you guys weren't super tight," and she was like, "Hey, you want to go to the Blues game?" You're like, "Yeah," and then you just went for it.
Yeah,
huh?
I mean, it's crazy. I bet my friends I've been friends with forever are like, "Are you kidding me? We ask you to go out, you say no, and you just meet this girl, and then you have like a, you know, Party X or whatever that, that movie's called."
That's funny.
Moment, but yeah, I went out and I had so much fun.
You went to the bar afterwards?
Yeah, we did go to the bar afterwards, and it had been a long night at that point, and I realized that I hadn't ate like a normal like dinner, and I was starving. But at that point, it was like midnight, so obviously the bar wasn't serving food anymore. And so I said to my friend Emily, I'm like, "Gosh, I mean, I guess we got to leave. I'm so hungry." And she's like, "Oh, no. We'll just DoorDash." I'm like, "DoorDash? What do you mean DoorDash?" She's like, "DoorDash food to the bar." And I was like, "I don't think that's allowed." And she's like, "Well, we'll try it." So sure enough, she pulls up her phone. It's midnight at this point. Finds some like jank restaurant that was open.
Just a rando restaurant? Really? Not like Taco. I figured it had to be like Taco Bell.
No,
exactly.
No, really? It was a restaurant. And I don't know what it was called, but she ordered it. And we got chicken fingers and fries. So then we found this guy at the bar and we're like, "Hey, our DoorDash is here. Can you go get it?" And
shut up. The guy went and got it for you?
And he went out to the side of the bar, like in an alley, and got the chicken fingers and brought them back in. And sure enough, middle of the bar is packed. I enjoyed chicken fingers, fries, and ranch.
You must have been wasted. You trusted a random guy to grab your chicken fingers and fries?
I wasn't going to go outside in the alley and get the DoorDash.
Bigger risk that some drunk guy would eat your chicken fingers and fries and just take them.
Luckily, he was a good one.
I know. I feel like I would take my chances with the alley that I would take. Like, if I all of a sudden grab someone's random DoorDash and I'm drunk, I'm going to be like, "These chicken fingers look delicious. Yeah. I actually like dip these in ranch." So you were just crusting some chicken fingers and ranch in the middle of the bar and some fries.
And I had a little bit of anxiety thinking about, like, what if a bartender comes up and is like, "Hey, you cannot bring in your own dinner to the bar." But, you know, we just went with it and nobody said anything. People were definitely like cocking their head a little bit. But
I think people were jealous.
I know. That's what it was. Been. People were jealous that we had food. And I guarantee as the night went on, people were DoorDashing again. So
yeah.
I think I created a movement.
I think it's a great idea.
That sounds. I wish I had some chicken fingers right now. Can we DoorDash some chicken fingers
right
up to the studio? That sounds delicious. We've been feeling this hour of commercial-free music all hour long here on the Brett Magnus Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
The TV show White Lotus is trending right now, and it might be because of gap teeth. I'll explain what the heck is going on at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
The TV show White Lotus has really taken off recently, and so has actress Amy Lou Wood. And you know what's so funny is I've never seen this show, but the one thing I know about it is that that actress has a gap in her teeth. That's how viral her gap teeth have become, that it's even like reaching people like me who have no idea what the show is about, but I know that that woman has a space in between her teeth.
It is a pretty big show that has people talking, so it puts people...
I thought you were about to say, it is a pretty big space.
It is a pretty big gap.
Yes, it is.
But I think what it is for Hollywood, what's so different about it is a lot of times when you're on that big of a platform, so many like... actors and actresses, if you actually go back in time, like Ben Affleck is someone who stands out to me because Good Will Hunting is one of my favorite movies. He fixed his teeth. They all talk about how they fixed their teeth. And so she's on this huge platform and she hasn't, and she's addressed it. Like, I don't think she's planning on doing it, but there's a lot of them who, once they got famous, they went and paid for whatever dental.
Well, yeah,
or
people usually get veneers or whatever.
Veneers. And so, like, it is interesting that, one, she hasn't, in a world that fame makes you self-conscious. And number two, it is, like, interesting that so many people care.
If you go on our Instagram, all of the comments are like, never get your teeth fixed. Like, we love your teeth. We love you. Like,
and whether it's positive or negative, it's just weird that people are even focused on positive.
They're obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. Amy Lou came out and she's like, guys, I wish you guys would see like more about my character and focus on that instead of my teeth. So she definitely is like giving off like an annoyed vibe. And I'd be the same way. Like, what do you mean? But yeah, AB, it's funny that you say that not all the comments are bad. I see people all the time in Hollywood, or people talking about people in Hollywood, that they don't like veneers because they say that your teeth show your character.
Yeah.
And so if they're just all fake, then you might be fake. Mm.
Mm-hmm. You know, AB, though, you talked about your self-consciousness with your teeth when editing videos and being on screen.
My teeth were like my biggest insecurity, so I have Invisalign now. I'm trying to get my teeth fixed.
And one of the reasons was because you were on camera a lot more during the show.
Yes, I was editing my own face, and I was like, wow, they're horrible.
And so it is interesting. I wish the comments weren't positive or negative and there wasn't focus on it.
Or that there wouldn't be so many.
So
like,
much focus.
But
it
is.
Right. That's the world we live in, is everyone sees you on screen and we're highlighted by our differences. The other thing that I feel like people keep talking about in terms of differences, like they're saying like receding hairlines are now in because what's his name? Walton Goggins. Is that what it is?
Yep.
One of the characters has a receding hairline, and Walton's like now like the new hot thing. And it's just like crazy that like, becomes a thing. I don't know what's going on
with White Lotus and beauty standards, but it's like wild now. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Maga Show. A study shows that this is usually eaten around 9 o'clock at night.
I'm gonna say popcorn.
Popcorn, a little popcorn snack, 9 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. Throw a movie on, have some popcorn.
Yep.
Well, Kevin. I'm going to answer for my son who eats a bowl of cereal.
Oh, it's not normally eaten at that time.
Yes.
All right.
So
they like
cereal
in the morning. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm gonna say candy. Like people that'll kind of like parents that'll hide candy around the house and then wait till the kids go to bed to pull it out.
Good guesses, but nobody got it correct.
Really?
What is usually snacked on and around 9 o'clock at night?
That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. A study shows this is usually eaten around 9 o'clock at night. Any guesses, Hannah?
Oh yeah. Stacy says chips, Angie says cookies, Bobo says ice cream, and then we got a text Somebody didn't leave their name, but they left their story. They said, is it Ding Dongs? I've been shoving those in my jaws in embarrassing quantities for the past couple of days.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
You know, I haven't had a Ding Dong since like back at like...
You probably can't find them anymore.
School, yeah, right. All off the shelves. It is, someone got it correct. I think it was Bobo with ice cream.
Bobo did say ice cream.
A study shows that ice cream is usually eaten around 9 o'clock at night. Kind of the same concept when everyone goes to bed, nice little bowl of ice cream in a movie and a snack. That's when people actually consume ice cream. It's not like in the middle of like a hot summer day. It's like late at night.
Mega Minds.
March Madness was crazy this year. It's always crazy. That's why they call it March Madness. Mm-hmm. But they are saying that yesterday concluded one of the best Final Four matchups and championship, like, final games here in the college basketball championship ever, maybe. Both Final Four games were epic games that ended by, like, less than 3 points with crazy closeouts. And then the championship game yesterday had Kevin waiting to see if he was going to win the office pool. Hundreds of dollars
on the line.
Have you ever won one before?
No, I've never won it all out. I have come in the top three, but never won all of it. And
I've never won one of those before. And Kevin, you had who winning it all?
I had the Houston Cougars winning it all, and I thought after their amazing comeback against Duke, because that was unheard of that they actually were available, I was like, oh my God, this is it. This is Cinderella's story. They're going to win it all. This is going to be great.
But who won it all?
Florida Gators.
Oh, no. Yep.
And it was in a crazy fashion again yesterday. Florida was down by 12 points, and Houston comes back and wins it within seconds. Kevin was seconds away
Houston
from
winning. Houston was down by 12.
Or sorry. Houston,
well, Florida was down.
Yeah, Florida. I had it right. Florida was down by 12
and
points.
And they came back and won it.
They came back and won it. And you, so you were literally seconds away from winning the entire office pool and being the office champion around here. Kevin was going to be walking around the office with a big old like coat on, like he was a pimp.
I was excited for it, you know. And then we were talking because you had Duke winning it all.
Yeah, in that Final Four, that crazy Duke matchup.
Yes.
If Duke would have went to the championship, not only would I have been in the running to win our office pool one, but I had entered AB and Hannah in my fantasy football one, which was like a $50 one, so the winner gets like $600.
Wow.
So I would have won like $700-$800 if Duke would have won it all. And they did not. So within seconds, I was stripped from hundreds of dollars too. If you were wondering how you guys did in the fantasy football one, I'm sure you guys were wondering.
Yeah.
Dead last. You are an embarrassment to the fantasy football.
I love it. That's the risk you run.
You even finished below your boy Stefan in the fantasy football league, who I thought was going to let you beat him because he likes to flirt with you, Hannah, but you didn't even beat Stefan.
Nope.
Actually, you almost beat nobody. I looked at it up today. You guys finished in the bottom half of the bottom 9% of brackets in the entire country.
Wow. 91 other. I mean, that's pretty impressive in and of itself.
Yes. I mean, that's more impressive than coming in like fifth.
91% of brackets were better than your guys' bracket.
You had to work at that.
Yeah, you had to work.
That's very special, actually.
So nobody on AB was first for the first two weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Did not win it.
Did not.
Kevin and I were second and third going into the final two games of the Final Four, did not win it. And then Kevin was down to the final two people to win the whole thing.
Did not win it. Nah.
And I came out on top, and I didn't even play.
Yeah. Oh, it's the Brett Megas Show. The show that did not win it.
Listen to the Brett Megas Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.